I am beginning Perek Hey, Tehillim, the fifth Perek, Lamanatzeach El Hanachilos, Mizmar LeDavid. This is a strong prayer using a musical instrument, a song for David. Rashi learns that Nechilos is referring to the enemies that surrounded David, just like a Nachal, which is a river. Just we have the word Nachal means like a river of bees. So the enemies were stinging and fighting with him at all times. So he prayed to God for victory over the enemies. However, Medrash Shochetov, they have a different interpretation of Nechilos, as they interpret it as being an inheritance. And we have a pasuk in the Torah, it says, Mimidbar Nachliel. From the Midbar, from the wilderness, came the Nachala, the inheritance, Kel of God. In other words, if someone would make himself like a wilderness and not concentrate on the materialistic things in life, then he can attain the nachala, the inheritance of God. There's another pasuk that says, L'hanchil ohava yesh, a pasuk in Mishlei, that says, to give to my loved, my beloved ones, yesh, there is. That's a very unusual selection of words, but it means I have the ability, Hashem says, God says, I have the ability to give to those who I love. Yesh, there is something. And what is that yesh? The Torah is our yesh. The Torah gives us the yesh. The Medrash also says that nechilos, the word nechilo, is really nutriken. They use it as they take a mnemonics. It's the hey, it says hanechilos, is the hey stands for the five chumashe Torah. The Nun in Nechilos stands for the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, which is also interesting that the Shir HaShirim compares the Torah Kitapuach Ba'atzei HaYa'ar. They compare it to a apple in the orchard. Why an apple? Why is the Torah compared to an apple tree? Because Chazal tells us it takes 50 days from the inception and the blossom till you get the fruit, just like it took from Pesach till Shavuos for Matan Torah. The Ches of Nechilos is for the 8 days before circumcision, and the Yud is for the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and the Lamed is for the 30 tzaddikim that the world always has to have. This is our inheritance. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshat Tzav tells a very interesting story about an inheritance. There was once a famous Amora in the Talmud Bavli. His name was Rav Yanai. And he was, of course, a very illustrious sage. One day, Rav Yanai saw a person in the street who looked like a very distinguished rabbi. Now, years ago, in the time of the Talmud, the rabbis had a certain dress code that they adhered to. And if you were not a rabbi, you would not wear that kind of dress code. So Rav Yanai saw this person who looked like a rabbi. He assumed that he was a dignitary, and he said, "Rabbi," Rav Yanai said, "Rabbi, will you please come to my house and honor me and have something to eat in my house?" So the rabbi answered Rav Yanai that he would be delighted to go with Rav Yanai. When they got to dinner table, Rav Yanai said to the man, "Okay, so now we're here. Please share with me a little bit of your wealth of knowledge." The rabbi that came into the house said, "I'm sorry, but I really can't tell you any divrei Torah. I really can't tell you any words of Torah." So Rav Yanai says, "If that's the case, please tell me some pasuk chumash or some kind of story that you can relate to me that's inspiring." So the man says, "I'm sorry, I can't do that either." So Rav Yanai says, "Well, perhaps you can bench. You can make the blessing after the meal." So the man says, "I'm sorry, but I really can't recite any Hebrew." At that point, Rav Yanai looked at the man and said, "Okay, so please repeat after me. Repeat, a dog came into the house of Yanai and ate up Yanai's bread." Basically, Rav Yanai was calling this man a dog. He was impersonating a rabbi, and this is what happened. So the man got up and started to shake Rav Yanai up and down. He got physical with Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said, "Why are you shaking me up and down?" So the man says, "Well, that's because you're a ganav, Rav Yanai. You're a thief." So Rav Yanai said, "Why am I a thief?" So the man said, "Because I once went past the shul and I heard Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marosha Kehilas Yaakov, that the Torah was commanded to Moshe as inheritance for the whole Kehila of Yaakov, for the whole congregation of Yaakov, and not for the congregation of Yanai. It doesn't belong to you. You don't have the Torah. So therefore, why should I listen to you? Why should I accept the fact that you call me a dog? I have as much Torah as you have." So Rav Yanai said, "Well, then in that case, why don't you tell me some of your good deeds? If you tell me some of your good deeds, then perhaps you were worthy to come to my table." So the man said, "I'll tell you. I never heard gossip. I never repeated any Lashon Hara. I never brought it back to the source. And I always made peace between two people." So Rav Yanai says, "In that case, I apologize because I didn't realize that you had such good values. But there is a few troubling things about this story. Number one, why was the man wearing a rabbinical outfit if he wasn't a rabbi? Secondly, why get physical with Rav Yanai? Do you know who Rav Yanai was? He was one of the greatest sages that we had. Why would this man want to get physical with Rav Yanai, especially if the man had such good qualifications, such good manners? He never said Lashon Hara. He always made peace between two people. Why was he getting physical with Rav Yanai?" And it really goes back to the inheritance. Because a person feels, "What is my inheritance?" So this individual felt that the inheritance was the fact that he had some good ways of manners. He had nice manners, and he didn't say Lashon Hara. He felt that his maisim, his works, were enough to qualify him to be a great sage. However, what is the nachla? What is the inheritance? The inheritance is the Torah, and not your feelings of Yiddishkeit in the heart, and not a few things that you feel that you have. It's the entirety of the Torah. It's the learning of the Torah. It's the inheritance of the Torah. So what had happened with this man was, even though he had good qualities, when he was put to the test, when Rav Yanai indicated that this man was a dog, he got physical because he couldn't handle, he did not have the Torah. And since he did not have the Torah, he could not handle the stress of this Nisayan. And he became physical with Rav Yanai. The Torah is our inheritance. And so David says, L'manatzeach, he sings El Anachilos, to the inheritance of the Torah, Mizmar the David. Amarai Hazina. Hashem, listen to my words. Amarai Hazina Hashem. Bina Hagigi, understand my thoughts. We are told in the Medrash, how does one come close to God? So the Medrash states that if a person wants to do tshuva, the first thing he should do is learn. He should open up his sefer. He should open up the Torah. He should engage in the study of Torah. There's no better way, and there is no other way, an effective way to get closer to God than the learning of the Torah. So the Medrash continues, but how about somebody who can't learn? What should he do? He should say, if he can't learn, then he should scream out. Then he should daven. Then he should just cry out to Hashem, because Hashem understands all languages, even simple screaming. Perhaps we can say the same concept in these psukim as well. Amorai Hazina. Listen to my words. These are the words of Torah. These are the words of tshuva. Hashem, bina hagigi. Hashem, understand my thoughts. Hakshiva, lakol shavi. And if I can't learn, and if I don't have the ability, then listen carefully to the sound of my screaming and my supplications. Malki Elokai, my King and my God. Ki Elecha es Palol, because to you I daven and extend my tefillos. Hashem, Boker Tishma Koli. Hashem, in the morning, listen to my voice. Boker Eroch Lecha Vatzape. In the morning, I will pray to you, and I will wait for your help. Kilo kel chafetz resha ata, because you are not a God who wants evil. Lo yagurcha ra, evil does not reside with you. Lo yisyatzvu hololim leneged enecha. The hololim will not stand in front of your eyes. This interesting word, hololim. Holel is a type of stupidity. As many words we have in the Torah, with just a little change, we have a completely different meaning. Halel means praise. Holel means stupidity. Olel means to scream. So sometimes a person could look like they're having a good time. They're screaming, they're happy. But is it really happy? Is it really happiness? Many times, some people don't know what to do, how to express their happiness. You see it when we have a baseball game and the team of a certain city wins the game. When the team wins, what do people do? They get up and they scream, they jump. They don't know what to do, how to express yourself, how to have a good time. So this, they're screaming, they're acting crazy. Go crazy. I think that's even one of the things they say. Let it all out. Just go crazy. But is that really happy? Or is it an empty happiness? So these people, Yisyatzva hololim, the negere necha. Sanesa, you hate, called Paul Leoven, all people who commit sin, who do evil. To abed dovrei chazov, those people who speak lies, especially who I felt trust in, as Doeg and Achitofel, ish damim, umema, those people who want to kill and who cheat, yisayev Hashem. Hashem is distanced from them. He distances himself from them. Ani barov chastecha, ovo veisecha. I, with your great chesed, am able to come to your house. Ishtachave, I will bow down el hechel kotchecha, to your holy place, biyirasecha, in great fear of you. Hashem, necheni betzitkasecha. Guide me in your correctness, Laman Shororoi. So those people who look at me, Haishar Lafanai Darkecha. You should straighten your way in front of me. In other words, people look in a very simplistic fashion. If somebody is doing well, somebody is successful, they figure, oh, God must love him. And if somebody is doing poorly, he's suffering in health or in money, they say, oh, he must be a tremendous sinner that God is punishing him. They see things as black and white. People like to put things in boxes and have a certain way of looking at the world. So David says, Hashem, don't punish me. Lead me according to your correctness. Because my enemies who look at me will say, aha, God is punishing King David because he doesn't like him. So I should be zeicher that I should go straight on your ways and that I should not have problems that will give my enemies a chance to delight over my problems. Because the enemies, ki ein befiu nechona, there's not anything straight in their mouths. Kirbom havos, inside of them is destruction. Kever pesuach ronam, their throats lead right down to the grave. Lashonon yachlikun, their tongues just slide them right down. They're smooth. They can lead them right down into the pits of hell. Hashimim Elokim, find them guilty. Yiblu bimoatzehem, they should fall in their plans. Barov pishehem, and their great sins. Hadichemo, push them down. Kimaruvach, because they have rebelled in your words. So the Chazal say that this is referring to Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Nebuchadnezzar was it's really difficult to speak about Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemo. Because if you think that Saddam Hussein was bad, that's nothing compared to Nebuchadnezzar. He was so evil that his own son dragged him out of his grave and dragged him around the street to make sure that he was dead. Because he came back at another time. For 7 years, God punished him that he became just like an animal, grew long nails and was all hairy and lived in the forest. And he came back after 7 years. And after that time, Nebuchadnezzar praised God. And we are told that everything David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim, Nebuchadnezzar said in one pasuk. He said in one phrase. He said, Ano Nebuchadnezzar, Meshabach u'meromeim, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and elevate Mahader, and I give great beauty, Lamelech Shemaya, to the King of the Heaven, Tikom Avodohi Keshot, all his works are in truth. We see that Nebuchadnezzar came back to recognition that God is the King, but only after an extreme amount of punishment. So he saw things after he was punished. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, and who said, Hatzur Tamim Po'alo, when he, even after he was told he would not go into Eretz Yisrael, he said, Hatzur Tamim Po'alo, that God is pure in all his ways. This was said even under distress, even after being punished for what would seem to us as such an insignificant sin. Because HaChazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in the wilderness and there was no water to drink. So all the people gathered around and God told him to speak to the rock. So the people were standing around and they said, Moshe, he knows the rock trick. He's not going to pray that the water should come from the rock. He's some kind of magic. So can you imagine if the 40 years in the wilderness, Moshe had been tormented by all the difficulties that he had, all the people. So he said, Shimon Ohamorim, listen, morons. This morim is a Greek word for moron, which doesn't mean a moron, which is a psychological a definition, but it means somebody who is lacking intelligence. So Hashem says, you called them morons? You can't go into Eretz Yisrael because you got angry. So we see that even for this, what would seem to us as a small infraction, Moshe Rabbeinu accepted this, and not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael, which was his life dream to bring the people into Eretz Yisrael, he accepted it, and he said, Atzur Tamim Po'alo. Can you compare that to Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, to this man who only after having been severely beaten down by Hashem, admits it? Is this admission pure? So the Tehillim says, Hashimeim Elokim. Find them guilty. They are not innocent. Yiplum amatzeim. Let them fall in their plans. Barov pisheim and the great sins. Hadichemo, push them down. Kimaruvach, because they really rebelled in you. But all the people who rely on you will be happy. And you see it, those people who have religion, who have a life. What kind of beautiful thing, what kind of beautiful inheritance we have. They're so happy. A person with Torah, he's happy. He has something in life. He has a shir. He hears a good vart. He's so happy by the words of Torah. They will continually sing the Tosei Chalemo and protect them, and they will delight in you, Oave Shemecha, those people who love your name. Ki ata tivarech tzadik Hashem, because you bless the tzadik Hashem. Ketzina Ritzon Tatreno, just like a shield of love that you surround him and put a crown on his head.